Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 24th of September, 2013. It's the anniversary of the establishment of the Post Office, the official establishment. Congress passed an act on this day in 1789, though there were already 75 post offices in existence around the country. It's the birthday of the man who said the test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in the mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function. Francis Scott Fitzgerald, F. Scott Fitzgerald, born in St. Paul, 1896. He went to Princeton, an aunt paid his way there, tried out for the football team, was cut from the team. He was kicked out of Princeton. He went into the Army. He went to officer training camp in Alabama, made a girlfriend there, Zelda Sayre. He wanted to go off to war, but the war ended before he could get into it. He and Zelda were engaged. She called off the engagement because he didn't have enough money. So he went back to St. Paul, and he wrote a novel, This Side of Paradise, which was a big success. Fitzgerald's daughter, Scotty, said about Scott and Zelda, "People who live entirely by the fertility of their imaginations are fascinating, brilliant, and often charming, but they should be sat next to at dinner parties, not lived with." And it's the birthday of Blind Lemon Jefferson, born on a farm in Couchman, Texas, around 1893, and picked up the guitar as a teenager, played on the streets, getting change in a tin cup, made his way to Dallas, then made his way to Chicago, recorded for Paramount Records. He recorded nearly 100 songs over 3 years. He became the first country blues musician with a national following. He was only about 36 years old when he died in Chicago, his body found on a street in a December snowstorm. Buried back in Wortham, Texas, in a grave with a granite marker engraved with his own lyrics, "Lord, it's one kind favor I'll ask of you, see that my grave is kept clean." Here's a poem for today by Ivan Boland, The Necessity for Irony. On Sundays, when the rain held off, after lunch or later, I would go with my 12-year-old daughter into town and put down the time at junk sales, antique fairs. There I would lean over tables absorbed by lace, wooden frames, glass. My daughter stood at the other end of the room, her flame-colored hair, obvious whenever, which was not often, I turned around. I turned around. She was gone, grown, no longer ready to come with me whenever a dry Sunday held out its promises of small histories, endings. When I was young, I studied styles, their use and origin, which age was known for which ornament, and was always drawn to a lyric speech, a civil tone, but never thought I would have the need, as I do now, for a darker one. Spirit of irony, my caustic author of the past, of memory, and of its pain which returns, hurts, stings. Reproach me now, remind me that I was in those rooms with my child, with my back turned to her, searching, oh irony, for beautiful things. A poem by Ivan Boland, The Necessity for Irony, from her collection The Lost Land, published by W.W. Norton & Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by LendingTree, where you can fill out one form and receive up to 5 loan offers at trylendingtree.com, NMLS 1136. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.